One of the things I also do is I combine theatrical elements with my concerts. I'm on this kick where a concert, it can't just be a concert. I have to add other things to it. And oftentimes what I end up adding to it is something that's been on my mind during the time I'm preparing the concert. I'm always very interested in what sort of psychic mindset somebody is in when they're preparing a program, particularly specifically what psychic mindset I'm in. And actually this summer I've been facing a lot of illness, and it's brought up sort of thoughts about mortality and how we are, you know, really just our bodies, and what does that mean to be just a body or just an x-ray or whatever. And I thought that, in a way, the pieces all kind of approach that subject. They approach the subject of, you know, death and transcendence. I mean, with Mad Rush being about the Dalai Lama and Tibetan Buddhism actually starting at the point of death. I don't know if people know that, but that's true of that religion. It actually, supposedly, things start at the point of death. And then after that, David Lang's In Memoriam pieces being not only tributes to people, but them sort of evoking qualities about these people, and also being really, really fiendishly hard to play. And so I'm very aware of, like, my body and my nervous system and my emotional makeup when I'm playing these pieces, because I have a kind of emotional relationship with working on these pieces. And so I'm kind of very much thinking about bodies and mortality and what are the limits of mortality. And then finally, The Same Sky, Carolyn's piece. Actually, her piece was written after she had come out of a deep depression over the death of a man that she was involved with. It was actually a really horrendous suicide. I don't know if I should say the details on this show or not. It was a really pretty awful, it was a heroin overdose. And she went through all sorts of states of grief, rage, all kinds of emotions. And she finally came out the other side of it and began writing all this amazingly ecstatic, optimistic music that was sort of like the flip side of the anger she had been feeling. So I kind of end the David Lang set with this very angry piece, and then going into Carolyn's piece, which is sort of this ecstatic thing that's on the other side of experiencing death and grief. So it kind of goes through all these states of grief, ecstasy, transcendence, and that's kind of what the concert's about.